As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask Him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again, I ask Him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Courage, compassion, love, strength, faith. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for this imaginative contemplation. Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 20. I recall the story of the soldiers mocking Jesus, how they lead him into the courtyard of the palace, how they clothe him in a purple cloak and place the crown of thorns on his head, how they salute him and strike him, spit on him, and how when they are done, they remove the cloak and lead him out for crucifixion. I bring to mind the place. I look around me. What can I see? I notice the walls of the courtyard. The floor. The people around. Furnishings, props, things lying around. I see the colours of this place. And the light. I notice the sky. I breathe deeply into my lungs. What can I smell? I notice the taste in my mouth. The dryness or wetness in my mouth. The dryness and wet or wetness on my lips. I feel the air on my skin. I notice its temperature. I feel its heat or its coldness on my skin. Its warmth or its coolness. I feel the moisture of the air or its dryness. I notice the sensation of the clothes on my body. I feel the roughness or smoothness of the fabric against my skin. And the tightness or looseness of the garments on my body. I feel my feet in my shoes or barefoot. Feel my feet on the ground. And the ground beneath my feet. I listen to the sounds around me. What can I hear? People talking, laughing, whispering, shouting. Working, animals moving around, children playing. What can I hear? And so I place myself in this imaginative contemplation. On Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 20, where the soldiers mock Jesus. I put myself in the scene. Where am I? Who am I? What am I feeling? The soldiers lead Jesus into the courtyard of the palace, and the cohort gathers together. Where am I? Who am I? I notice the people around me. Who are they? What are they doing? What are they saying? I notice the demeanor of the soldiers gathering together in the cohort. I listen to their voices and their words. How How is their tone? What am I feeling? Soldiers place a cloak on Jesus and a crown of thorns on his head. How is their demeanor? What do they say? How is their tone? How does Jesus respond? How does Jesus look at the soldiers? How do I respond? What am I feeling? The soldiers continue to abuse Jesus. Mocking him. Beating him. Spitting on him. What am I feeling? How How is their demeanor? How is their tone? How does Jesus look at the soldiers? How does Jesus look at me as I am present in this scene? I spend some time talking to God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.